With the BBC News, this is Sue Montgomery. Bomb disposal experts have carried out a controlled explosion at Manchester United's home ground, Old Trafford. Police described the object as looking incredibly like an explosive device, but later concluded it wasn't viable. Manchester United's match against Bournemouth was abandoned. Here's Daniel Sanford.
It does on the face of it seem to be just a horrendous own goal by Man United's own security people. They've obviously been using this device to do tests for searches in the stadium. It's been left in place, and so when the match was just about to start, this device has been found and somebody has believed it to be a real device, or the risk of it being a real device. The reason why the police reacted so forcefully is because of the security environment at the moment. It's worth remembering that last November those Paris attacks began with an attempted suicide attack on Stade de France on a football match.
The Philippines president-elect Rodrigo Duterte has reaffirmed his tough policies on tackling crime and drug abuse, saying he will order security forces to shoot to kill suspected criminals who resist arrest. Mr. Duterte also confirmed he would press Congress to bring back the death penalty. Arsenio Evangelista from the group Volunteers Against Crime and Corruption said he strongly supported the president's plans.
His solution is very simple, and his political will is there. When he says he'll restore the death penalty in 6 months' time, when he says, at the soonest possible time, I will reduce illegal drug manufacturing and distribution, it's something significant. You can feel the hope. You really feel that change is coming.
An Islamic State militant in Yemen has carried out a suicide bombing that's killed at least 31 police recruits in the southern port of Makalla. A medical source said at least 60 others were wounded in the attack in the outskirts of the city, which government forces recaptured from Al-Qaeda last month. Officials say the local security chief was the target of a second bombing. He survived, but six of his guards were killed. The attacks come amid a wider truce. Venezuela's leading business association says the country is currently operating at less than half capacity, chiefly because manufacturers did not have access to enough foreign currency to import raw materials. Government officials blame the country's business elite, which they say is conspiring to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Maduro has vowed to seize idle factories.
I'm ready to give to the people any plant idled by its bourgeois owner. An idle plant is a plant the people will take. We're going to do this. It is time to do this.
Las plantas que haya parado cualquier pelucón en este país. Planta parada, planta entregada al pueblo.
BBC News. A court in Egypt has sentenced six men to 7 years in prison for beating a Frenchman to death at a police station. Eric Lang, a 49-year-old language teacher, was taken into custody in Cairo 3 years ago. According to the prosecution, he quarrelled with the inmates in his cell, who then set upon him. Exactly 100 years ago, French and British colonial administrators drew a single line through a map of the Middle East, which continues to shape the politics of the region today. The Sykes-Picot Agreement, signed on the 16th of May 1916, secretly carved an area stretching from Iran to the Mediterranean into British and French spheres of influence. Jim Muir reports.
Nearly 2 years ago, a long-haired, English-speaking militant from the so-called Islamic State appeared in a video showing how the group was supposedly destroying the Sykes-Picot Agreement by demolishing the border between Syria and Iraq. In fact, contrary to popular belief, that agreement did not draw the country borders that the region was to inherit. What it did do was to draw a long line from the Iranian border through northern Iraq all the way to the Mediterranean, with the French accorded influence and control to the north of that line and the British to the south. But the secret agreement became a symbol and the spirit of the colonial carving up that was to follow in the coming years as the Ottoman Empire collapsed and the First World War ended.
A British charity has been given the go-ahead to begin to clear landmines that surround seven churches on the west bank of the River Jordan, at the site where Christians believe Jesus was baptized. The area was captured in 1967 by the Israeli army, who planted mines and booby traps. The government of the Canadian province of Alberta has released an app which will enable people evacuated from the town of Fort McMurray to look at satellite images of their properties. More than 80,000 people were forced to leave their homes after a wildfire. BBC News.